Are they both green beans or what?
Yeah, you use them as green beans, mostly.
Do you have to shell them?
Well, if you let them get grown enough, you can shell them.
How about the kinds of beans that we had for lunch?
Them was Kentucky Wonder pole beans.
And the other kind, the flat, round, not round, but flat and kind of yellow ones we had?
Do we have them for lunch?
You know, they're... what do you call them?
Butter beans.
Yeah. If you have, if you went to the store and you were going to buy some lettuce, you'd say, I'm going to buy three what of lettuce?
Three heads of lettuce.
Have you ever heard children spoken of as heads? Like if somebody has a lot of children, you'd say they have so many heads of children.
A bunch of children?
Yeah. You never heard anybody say that he's got six head of children?
Or maybe I have.
Have you heard that used in another way? Maybe with an animal?
Uh-uh.
If somebody had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a what of children? A
whole bunch.
Have you ever heard, do you ever use the word passel?
Passel. Hardly ever.
When you pick corn, the green covering you take off the ears is the
shucks.
The kind of corn that is tender enough to eat off the cob is what about when you just eat corn? You just go out there and you take it off the plant and you take the shucks off and you dump it in boiling water. You call that what?
Roasting ears.
What is mutton corn?
I don't know.
What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
How's that?
What grows at the top of a corn stalk?
Tassel.
What is it called when corn, how can you tell when corn's ready to pick?
Tear a little of the shuck off and look at it.
Oh. Can you tell anything by looking at the tassel?
Yeah, that has something to do with it.
What is the stringy stuff that comes out the end of corn shucks?
Silk.
What is the large round fruit that grows in the ground and you make a jack-o'-lantern out of it? It's orange colored.
Pumpkin.
What do you call one that's dried?
Dried.
Well, how about a small yellow vegetable that's crook-necked? What do you call that?
Squash.
And do you ever dry those?
I don't know.
Isn't there some kind of vegetable or fruit or something like that that you dry and might make a bird's nest out of it?
Oh, gourd.
Is that a kind of squash or not?
No, it's just a gourd.
Just a gourd? Okay.